We turn now to a joyous and emotional reunion in Nigeria today. More than 80 young women released by Boko Haram are reunited with their families. The Chibok schoolgirls, as they are known, were kidnapped by extremist fighters in 2014. From the capital of Abuja, NPR's Afibia Quist-Arkton reports.
It's an extraordinary scene here. Dozens and dozens of beautifully clad, in their colorful clothing, young Chibok women reuniting with their parents. They are crying, they are hugging them. Everybody is absolutely overwhelmed.
82 Chibok girls rush through the throng, throwing their arms around mothers, fathers, aunts and uncles. Entire families sank to their knees, giving praise that their children have returned from Boko Haram captivity alive.
Atango, my daughter is alive, sound alive. Atango, thank God. And today is things of joy. God bless Nigeria. God bless Nigeria.
Yahi Bulata, hugging his 21-year-old daughter, Comfort Bulus Bulata, one of the freed young Chibok women, says he wants her to return to education and become a senior government official. When they abducted the schoolgirls, the extremist Boko Haram group that held them captive for 3 years bragged that the girls would be forced to convert to Islam and marry Boko Haram fighters. Some of the young women have had babies with their captors. The former schoolgirls are currently being medically evaluated by the authorities and will remain in government care for rehabilitation and reintegration. Nigeria's Minister for Women's Affairs, Aisha Jumma Al-Hassan, rejects criticism that the freed young women will be here in the capital, kept away from their families in faraway Chibok.
Their parents are free to come to see them anytime, and it is their choice to be there because it is easier for them to get over the trauma while outside Chibok.
Nigerian psychologist Fatima Akilu, head of de-radicalization and reintegration under the former government, explains that the Chibok girls are just the tip of the iceberg. She stresses that thousands more, girls, boys, women and men, have also been kidnapped during Nigeria's 8-year Boko Haram insurgency, in which more than 20,000 people have been killed.
Resources should be scaled up to include the voiceless victims that don't really have this big megaphone that has highlighted their plight. We see them in the thousands.
But today, they're celebrating as mothers sing a song of thanks. However, the newly released young women and their families have not forgotten the 113 remaining Chibok schoolgirls still in captivity. They're praying their schoolmates will soon be released by Boko Haram and come back home. Afebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Abuja.